This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome into another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen this week as he travels around Ireland. Here, as usual, with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, which is the hot seat of one of our top 10 stories this week. And also joining us is Greg Corumbus from the Radio America Network, our news director here at the network, and also the host of the Three Martini Lunch podcast, which you should check out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And as usual, guys, we'll start here with the list for the week of April 1st to April 5th, as tallied by Talkers Magazine. They talk to all of the talk radio stations around the country and figure out what you've been talking about on their radio stations, on your radio stations, and then they come up with a list of the top 10 talk topics. Say that five times real fast. So let's get to it. At number 10, it's NCAA Final Four. At number 9, it's Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, it's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee Bridge collapse. I don't know how you tie those, but they did. Number 7 is the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. Number 6 is the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5 is Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And number 3, Trump and the Mexican border. Number 2, Trump tax returns issue. Don't know why that's still an issue. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. As far as top 10 people in your talk radio stations this week, at number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love the way his name is kind of a takeoff of Nipsey Russell. For anybody who knows who that is, you should. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. Number 8, help me out here, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Thank you.
Buttigieg. Or if you like, Buttigieg.
Yeah, Buttigieg. That's what I wanted to say. Buttigieg. Okay. Number 6, right. Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. That's quite the couple right there. Followed up by number 4, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Joe Biden, right in Rick's backyard. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1 is, with a bullet, Donald Trump, as they say in music radio. All right, so let's get into this. It's been a big week in talk radio, as it usually is, but I mean, it's just in the era of Trump, it just always seems like there's these big, huge topics every single week. There's never a slow week. So always lots of great stuff to talk about. And this time of year, you're going to get the Final Four. And, you know, while it's going on this weekend, while we're sitting here talking, you know, we'll see who kind of comes out on Monday with the championship. But the interesting aspect of this to me is the gambling and the legalized gambling around the country, and how people can sit in the stands, watch a game with their phone in their hands, and be betting on a non-professional sport. Good or bad? Greg, we'll start there.
That's a tough one, but it's interesting to me how ESPN is immediately embracing this, because you'd see NFL spreads or NBA spreads all the time. As soon as the Supreme Court started looking at this, and other states besides Las Vegas and Nevada started looking at this, they're immediately on the spreads. They're immediately on the over-under. They want this. Everybody's into this now. I mean, college sports, especially the big college sports, are such big business now. To throw this in there really isn't that big of a change. It's not like most of these kids, especially the one and dones who are going to Duke and Kentucky, are really worried about their degree. They're looking forward to the next level. And so to have a few folks wagering a few dollars on Zion Williamson and whether he makes it to the Final Four, he did not because the awesome Michigan State Spartans did, is not exactly the end of the world. But I don't want it to go beyond college, that's for sure.
Well, Rick,
I think the real problem here is you have a new peer group and encouraging kids to get ready to gamble when they're 18 years old, maybe 21, and that's the government. The government gets in as a peer group, as a partner. They are profiting from this. Yep. And so what happens now is you have all these people who are on their smartphones doing this gambling. And here in Delaware, for example, we're in the first states to actually do this outside of Nevada. And we're seeing revenues drop and drop and drop because it's all going online anyway. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be pushback. You know, there's a great reason why, for example, in Delaware, the government has not funded a really in-depth study on how gambling has cost the homes and financial security of seniors who take buses from nursing homes and their homes to the casinos and throw away their Social Security and pension checks, and that's because the government makes money
doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the government
and that's another great aspect of all of this is how the government loves, they cannot stand all of the, they don't want you to drink, they don't want you to smoke, they don't want you to own guns, they don't want you to gamble, unless we can make a couple of bucks on it in tax dollars.
Yeah, it's the same way they are with the lottery. It's the stupidest way you could possibly spend your money, but they encourage you to do it.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
Hey, wait a second. You got a 1 in 292 million
right.
winning.
Right,
that's exactly. About the same odds as one of us ever moving to Wisconsin where the last big Powerball win was.
Yeah, speaking of 1 in 292 million chance, what are the chances that Mick Jagger at 70-whatever years old he is, I mean, the guy's a health machine. Having a little stint put in this week, no big deal. He'll be fine. You know, please, good prayers for him because we can't stand a world without Mick Jagger. But here you still have Keith Richards walking around drinking, doing drugs. He's not doing drug currently. He's off of it. But well, these guys just keep on going, man. Yeah. They're the Energizer Bunnies of rock and roll.
Keith Richards actually died of a massive drug overdose in 1989 and has been kept not really alive but animated by nanotechnology ever since.
Did you know, I was reading an article about him the other day, when he was a kid in London, his family had to run while the Nazis were bombing London. He escaped bombings. Yeah, yeah. And then And then when he was like in 1971, he had a drug overdose. Like in 1974, he lit himself on fire while smoking in bed, fell asleep. Then he lit himself on fire doing freebase and cocaine. He fell out of the coconut tree and did something to scramble his brain. This guy, it's just nothing hurts him. He is like in the movie Unbreakable. Nothing will kill Keith Richards.
Yeah, he's so rich. So Rich, here's the thing. We used to think that cockroaches would survive a nuclear war.
That's right.
No, Keith Richards will.
He absolutely will.
He's the Rasputin of rock and roll. One of my favorite Onion stories of all time is the story of the maid who has to brace herself every morning since 1976, preparing to find him dead when she walks in the house.
All right.
It's only funny because it's wrong.
Number eight, let's hit that. Nipsey Hussle. Now, I never knew who Nipsey Hussle was. Probably wouldn't have ever known if he didn't get shot and murdered. But ends up, this guy was a guy that was doing some good things, made good, making lots of money, decided not to move out of his neighborhood, and he was doing things to help improve his neighborhood. And what does he get for his efforts? He gets shot by another guy who's now in jail, who's got the same name as somebody who's...
Nipsey Russell.
No, that's Nipsey Hussle, but the guy who shot him...
Oh, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah, right. I know. Go figure.
So we got Eric and Holder and Nipsey Russell Hussle.
Not the former attorney general.
Right. Right. So that's going to unfold. But this Tennessee bridge collapse, okay, that gives us a couple minutes to talk about infrastructure and where the whole infrastructure conversation is. Greg, Trump's got a real opportunity to get some infrastructure spending done, and they don't seem to have, I mean, he's been here a couple of years yet, and they really haven't brought that up. What's the hold off on this?
Well, it's big spending, and anytime you have a big spending bill, particularly on something like transportation, the dollars can get out of control. So the Republicans are worried about that. The Democrats don't want to give him a win on anything, even if it's something they generally like. So they would really have to jack up the price tag for that to happen. The interesting thing that I've seen, and is going to make a lot of people on the right mad, is that Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, is pretty cozy now with the idea of raising federal gasoline taxes to help pay for all this stuff. So it's good to have bridges that don't collapse, but you're going to pay more to get them.
I don't understand this. Why do they need to raise taxes to pay for things we've already paid taxes for them to upkeep?
Because we're running a massive deficit, and so this is money on top of what they're already spending. So I guess that would be their argument.
Hey, Rick, just an FYI, I was going through the list of states with the worst bridges in the country, and then also the states that had the most bridges. So you have two categories here. A lot of bridges that are in desperate need of help, and then the worst bridges in the country, all in between me and you and Pennsylvania. So look out, Pennsylvania. Hold your breath when you ride over a bridge, because it's looking like they need a little help there.
Just drive on the ground.
You know what? I'll walk across the bridge. Number seven, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. There's two things we can hit real quick here. We've got 2 minutes left here. The mayoral election, we have a couple of firsts here. First black woman to ever hold the office of mayor. First openly gay person ever to hold the office of mayor in the city of Chicago. But the real question is, will she be able to overcome the just rampant, it's just the most corrupt city in the United States. Will she be able to do anything about it, Rick?
Well, of course not. You can't actually get that power without actually being somewhat corrupt. I want to throw this out to you guys as well, because I found this to be interesting in a political way. So it was Lori Lightfoot running against Tony Preckwinkle, and Tony Preckwinkle,
which, by the way, is a sitcom, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot. It should have been a sitcom.
You're right.
Must see TV.
They're cops in the 1980s cops.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you remember all the Jussie Smollett scandal and the Chicago DA, Kim Fox, and all that stuff. So the state attorney there was actually a mentee of Tony Preckwinkle, who's running for mayor. And I wonder how many people said, you know what, that whole Smollett thing was so scandalous, I blame the state attorney, who's actually a mentee of Preckwinkle, and so we're going to go with Lightfoot because she's not involved in that scandal.
You know what? You've got an absolutely great point, and we'll see what this whole Smollett thing roots out and whether she's able to make any moves in Chicago and actually clean something. I don't have a lot of hope, but, hey, you can always wish for something. All right, so there you are. There's number 10 through number 7. We'll pick it up at number 6 with the 2020 Democratic field, and number 5, Trump versus Obama, coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown. Show.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is grabbed as optional.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America and the Free Martini Lunch, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in famous Delaware now with Joe Biden all over the place. So let's pick it up here at number six with the 2020 Democratic field. And Greg has his nose into the politics and who's connected, who's not, who's doing well, watches the numbers, and I'm curious to see, Greg, this week, because, I mean, we got a long time to go here. Things are going to change. But this week, who's looking strong in the Democratic field, and do they have any chance at this point against Trump?
Well, they certainly have a chance because Trump is so polarizing. I mean, his approval numbers are either right at 50 or slightly below, depending on the polls.
He's a lock.
So the antipathy towards Trump is, I mean, we saw it at the midterms. We saw it in where you and I live in Virginia last year. So there's motivation to stop him. The question is whether they've got somebody who can, A, win the nomination and then pivot back to the middle and not look completely insane doing so. Because everybody seems to be lurching towards the left here, to the point where Joe Biden actually seems like a middle-of-the-road guy. Bernie Sanders is perhaps the only guy here who's not trying to figure out what people want. And you've got your top tier. That's your, what I like to call your killer bees. That's your Beto, Bernie, Biden, and Buttigieg. Plus Kamala Harris and maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, he's in there for sure. And then you've got just all these also-rans. We were on Three Martini Lunch on Thursday. There's 21 Democrats who are either in or seriously thinking about it, from people who have been the Vice President of the United States, like Joe Biden, to this guy, Wayne Messam, who's the mayor of Miramar. Not where Top Gun is in California, Miramar, Florida, where I have no idea where that is. And so, yeah, you're probably looking at a 4 to 5 person race right now, but as name recognition picks up for somebody like Buttigieg, who's caught the fancy of the media now and had $7 million in fundraising in the first quarter, you might see a couple people in there you didn't think had much of a chance. You'll probably see at least one centrist survive, but you're looking at Bernie, Biden, Beto, Kamala. That's your upper crust right now.
All right, so Rick, let's move right over into Delaware, since you know Biden very well. You've interviewed him many times over the years. You've been there for 18 years. You know him well. Let's just go ahead and hit number four here with the Me Too movement and his problems that he's got with being creepy Uncle Joe. Does this hurt him, or do you think people just give him a pass because he's creepy Uncle Joe and the lovey-touchy feel? feely kind of guy that he is.
Never hurts him in Delaware. That's the thing. In Delaware, everybody knows him. He's huggable, he's lovable, and he gives it right back to you. I remember the St. Patrick's Day parade many years ago. Down the street, he's waving at people, shaking hands, smiling. He leans over to a guy, he's in his 50s, with dark hair, and holds him by each side of his head, gives him a big kiss on the forehead, keeps going. The guy that got kissed is smiling. Oh my God, Joe kissed my forehead! It's one of those
like
things.
The Pope.
I honestly... Yeah, you know, it's Joe. And here, it's not that big a deal. It's like, okay, we get this. We don't even think about it as being some benevolent sexism like some psychiatrist wrote or something. So we actually, there are Republicans here, man, who called up my show and said, no, this is insane. I suspect far-left supporters of Beto O'Rourke, of Bernie Sanders, who are coming out and trying to trash him. They actually believe, and there were women calling in saying they believe, especially the woman in Connecticut who only wants a female for a candidate for president. And then there was a Lucy Flores who likes Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. They all believe that this is being run by the far left part of the Democratic Party to get Joe out because he is the most popular.
Greg, do you think that the right is happy to see Joe get knocked out, or would they love to run up against him? Who do you think the right, who do you think Trump wants to run against?
Well, Trump was making fun of this today, too. I think he'd probably prefer to run against somebody as hard left as possible to try and win over the people who don't particularly like him.
All right, so we'll watch this play out over the next 18 months here as we get closer to 2020. Coming up, Trump versus Obamacare at number 5, and Trump and the Mexican border. It's all Trump from here on out, so don't miss a minute of it. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Old vehicles that you've been meaning to repair or sell taking up space in your driveway? Forget the repairs, just donate it. Support the Eastley Farm Educational Foundation. Eastley Farm, just outside of Boston, dedicated to the preservation of wholesome, organic family farming. This incredible land has been preserved for hundreds of years, and with your help, it can be reserved and preserved even longer. Your donation goes to support one of the great American institutions, the family farm. Donating your vehicle is very easy. It'll be towed at absolutely no cost to you. Trucks, motorcycles, boats, you name it, they'll take it. Your donation may even qualify for a tax deduction. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming. Call toll-free 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button at djvshow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
24 hours ago, we told you of a story about a purported 14-year-old who was claiming to be a boy who went missing back in 2011. 24 hours later, we've learned that wasn't the case. DNA tests confirming that 23-year-old Brian Michael Rinney is not Timothy Pitson, who disappeared from Illinois when he was 6 years old. Pitson's aunt says,
"It's devastating.
Yeah.
It's like reliving that day all over again."
Relatives of Rinney told police that he suffers from mental problems. Meanwhile, the real Pitson is still missing. Police in North Dakota making an arrest in the murders of four people earlier this week. Chad Isaac accused of killing four people at RJR Maintenance. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America, my cohort. He's actually sitting right across the glass from me. I can see him.
Hello.
Unlike Rick Jensen, who is in Delaware this morning from WDEL. And we are making our way down the top 10 list. And let's go through the list again if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories, and number 10, the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. Number 7, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. We'll get into that in a minute. Number 3, the Trump and the Mexican border issue. At number 2, Trump's tax returns. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. And the top 10 people of the week are number 10, Mick Jagger, number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love saying that. I feel bad the guy's gone, but I love saying his name. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. She's got a fun name, too. These people all have fun names. Number 7, Pete Pete Buttigieg. Right?
Buttigieg.
What? Buttigieg.
Yeah, him too.
Buttigieg.
At number six, Mitch McConnell. Number five, Nancy Pelosi. Number four, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She sounds like a hit person from Mexico. Number three, Joe Biden. Number two, William Barr. And number one, the Trumpster, Mr. Trump there. All right, so we're picking up here on number five. Trump versus Obamacare. So Trump comes out this week and says, we're going to fix health care. We're going to fix Obamacare. And Mitch McConnell says, what, Greg?
Nope. You come up with a plan if
Trump
you want
says,
to.
Yeah. And then Trump says, what then?
Oh, I didn't mean this year.
Yeah, no, we'll do it after the election.
Sure, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Oh, my God.
So,
but, you know, he does have a plan, and it's weird because there's...
Does he have a plan? Does he?
There actually is, and there are some things that are happening right now. There's this growing body of evidence that relaxing federal regulations and freeing the states to innovate does make health care more affordable families and small businesses. Yeah, so before Maryland got their waiver, insurers in Maryland filed requests for 2019 premium hikes averaging about 30%. After the federal government approved the waiver, the premiums averaged 13% lower than in 2018. That is a 43% swing. So Maryland and other waiver states are getting these results without increasing federal spending or creating any new federally funded reinsurance program like Pelosi wants. There are ways to do this. I just wanted to bring that to the table.
Well, Larry Hogan, he's an innovative guy, and he's thinking about running for president, too. He's throwing his hat out there, possibly. To be able to run for president. So is he a guy that's coming up with ideas in a left-leaning state as a conservative Republican governor that could work across the country?
I don't know, but they've been actually experimenting in Arkansas, with Medicaid. They required work, and there are more people who are getting jobs and fewer who are going on to Medicaid. But anyway, a federal judge ordered Arkansas to drop that Medicaid work requirement, but it was working. So whether it's in Maryland with Hogan or Arkansas, other places, there seem to be some things that are working that are along what Trump was proposing.
Greg, why doesn't Mitch McConnell want to touch this?
Well, he saw what happened in 2017. His own party couldn't come together when they had the votes to do it in the Senate. Right. It tore the party apart. It gave the Democrats momentum. It gave them something that they could point to and say, here's how your life would be worse if this bill had passed, giving them specifics without the Democrats throwing out anything of their own other than Medicare for All in a very generic way is going to be controversial for the Republicans. And so McConnell's probably right. For those who are struggling because of the existing law, it's not going to help much. But in terms of painting the other side, big government, more government in healthcare is not going to be the answer. That'll be the Republicans' argument, and then they can worry about the specifics later.
So does this just get kicked down the can or kicked down the road?
Yeah, because you're not going to get Medicare for All through the Senate or the White House right now, and the House won't touch anything the Republicans want to do that's more market-based and less government involvement, like Rick was talking about happening in Maryland and like this, like the president seems to be embracing here. So unless there's universal control following 2020, this is going to be a stalemate for a while. That's why the Republicans not getting it done in 2017 was such a huge thing.
All right, well, we'll toss that one right back up there on the third rail where it belongs.
Right.
Let's go back to Joe Biden. At number four, it's Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And we talked about Joe when we were talking about the 2020 Democratic field, but I want to hit this in a little different perspective here. I think that Joe is an innocent, albeit a little bit creepy guy, very touchy-feely, and that's the way people were in the 60s and 70s, especially salespeople, politicians, the whole thing. I think Joe's an innocent guy. A little creepy sometimes? Yeah. I mean, some of those pictures of him coming over a woman's shoulder, whispering into their ear, that's a little creepy. But does he have really any ill intent? I don't think so. I think he's basically not meaning to sexually harass anybody, and that this Me Too movement has bitten the people who created it. And I think Joe's sitting there going, what happened here?
Oh, I think that's
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, as somebody who's interviewed Joe, and I know people who worked in his office and campaigns, things like that, you have Democrats here, women, who are saying they're taking it too far with the Me Too movement. And it really, that's what's happening here in Delaware. They think it's going too far. And
is there an age limit on this, Rick? Are 20 and 25-year-olds going, me too, me too, me too, and then 45 and 55-year-olds going, this is getting crazy?
I had women in their 30s, you just guess, you know, by the voice, and 40s and 50s, all the same thing. This has gone way too far. They think he's being set up by folks on the left side of the party.
Okay. Yeah, and you look at his reputation. Yes, there's been a couple of accusations that I felt uncomfortable. They said they did not think they were being sexually harassed. Yes, it's creepy. Most people don't sniff other people's hair, especially unsolicited. But you know, he's never been accused. He's never been accused of philandering, to my knowledge.
Which is
very different than a lot of other politicians in Washington. So I think
I have spoken with Republican operatives, as you were. There's two things you'll never hear about Joe Biden. Never, never. And that's getting drunk and cheating. Never.
He's not a drinker, huh?
Oh, no, no, no.
Really? See, he looks like the kind of guy you'd want to sit down and have a beer with.
Well, he did, but it was a non-alcoholic beer at the beer summit.
At the beer summit. That's right. He was there.
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
It was.
Very interesting. All right. Well, we'll watch and see how that one goes. All right. Number three, Trump and the Mexican border issue. Here's another one, just like the health care thing. Going to shut down the border. What do you guys think?
Nope.
So, I mean, was it the fact that we wouldn't be getting guacamole and avocados like we want, or what happened there to shut that and turn it around, Greg?
Well, yes and no. It's not just about avocados, but it's about the economic disruption of things legitimately coming across the border for manufacturing and other imports and exports, just the flow of goods and services between us and one of our largest trading partners. So when you've got folks like Ted Cruz, who is one of the bigger border hawks out there, saying, please don't do this, and Mitch McConnell doing his typical just no,
right.
then Trump knows he's not going to have support for this, even though he wouldn't need legislative an endorsement for this. But he needs his party behind him if he's going to take a drastic step like this, and he just didn't have it. So he's going to hold off a year at least.
Rick, did Trump know that he wouldn't get the support from the right, and did he just say it just to throw it out there?
It's the second dumbest, I'm going to close this, shut this down statement he's ever made in his presidency. The first one, he got punked by Schumer. Schumer knew it was coming, and they enjoyed watching the pain of the people who would now vote Democrat because they blamed Trump. Trump, I don't think, had any clue that you've got $1.6 billion worth of goods going back and forth every day. This would cost thousands of American jobs, especially in the automobile industry. I don't think he had a clue. And then the Chamber of Commerce representatives had to say, Mr. President, here's thousands of people going to lose their jobs. Automobile industry. We've got these electrical harnesses that have to go in all of these cars, and they come from Mexico. And so now he says, you got 1 year. It's like the bully in the yard who goes, I'm going to pound you next year if you don't shape up. That's it.
All right. Well, it's just, I think he's grasping now because the board. Border issue, it seems to get nowhere. And what do you do to actually fix the illegal immigration problem? And nobody's got any answers. So we're looking at health care. Nobody's got any answers. We're looking at the border. Nobody's got any answers. And here's another one nobody has any answers for. How are they going to get Trump to give up his tax returns? Not happening.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to do it. And I don't know why you keep asking. We didn't get Obama's birth certificate. You're not going to get Trump's tax returns. But if he's the guy up there signing the tax bill and working on the tariff bill, that's the guy I want in there. Coming up, we will jump right into the Mueller Report Aftermath on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so now we've made it to number one, the big one in the report. And it's, you know, this one's had some legs. It's been at number one for a couple of weeks here. It's the Mueller Report aftermath. And I think the thing that I walk away with here is that the Democrats really don't have that smoking gun that they wish they had walking into 2020. And so now what are they going to do? So now they're hoping to get Trump's tax returns as the smoking gun for 2020. That's not going to happen. What are the Democrats, what is still the aftermath of the Mueller report being talked about? And what is the smoking gun that they're going to look for?
Well, they're looking to basically say this stuff still happened. It just doesn't rise to a prosecutable offense. You got Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying absolutely there was collusion. I respect Robert Mueller. I see. I understand why he says this isn't something that can be prosecuted. I think where you're really going to get the fireworks here is on the obstruction issue. The attorney general, Bill Barr, says that this does not rise to something he or the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, who the Democrats love, thinks is prosecutable. But there's evidence on both sides there. So once some of that becomes public, the Democrats and MSNBC, they're going to run with that like crazy.
So, Rick, it's looking like the Republicans are trying, the AG is trying to hold this off for just another couple of weeks before they get a hold of it. Why is he holding it back? Why not just give it to him? What, are they trying to build their rebuttal for whatever the Democrats want?
No, I think Bill Barr is trying to abide by the law. When, you know, if you're going to release something to Congress, which essentially is releasing it to the public, either in drips or drabs or the whole thing at once the public, you need to redact some things. I've been reading a lot of legal opinions about this, and when you have grand jury testimony for a number of different reasons, you have to actually redact that. Sometimes it's because of there's ongoing investigations. Sometimes it's to protect somebody's safety. It might involve some ongoing international CIA activity or so. You don't know what's come through this, but it's interesting to see where the Democrats are now, because when it was first released, when that four-page summary was first released by Bill Barr, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but that's his job. That is his legal charge, is it or is it not?
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it was released, the Democrats were all disappointed. They were dismayed. They wept. Nobody watched Rachel Maddow for 2 days. And now you have Nancy Pelosi, who comes out as Speaker of the House, and she is angry with Bill Barr and has this incredible quote about Bill Barr, who's doing his job, who says, "I don't need you to tell me what's in it. I will see for myself."
And that's going to be the fun part of all this, is just watching her have the meltdown over the next few months when she doesn't get what she wants. And that's what makes this the number one topic of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, guys, thank you so much. Once again, that's Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, Joe Biden's backyard, Greg Corumbus from the Three Martini Lunch and Radio America's news director. I am Rich McFadden from the Radio America Network in for Doug Steffen, and hoping you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour on the DJV show. There's no D, no D, no J, no V here, but Rich and Chuck are here with Kara to talk about your entertainment news for the day. And we go way back into time for one of the classic films. Chuck, what is this movie music from?
It was to Kill a Mockingbird, and Gregory Peck, the star of that film, was born on this day, the late Gregory Peck, 1916, passed away in 2003. One of the great movie stars, I think, of all time, certainly looked like a movie star. And, you know, a lot of actors nowadays, Rich, I don't think have the movie star look as some of the actors of yesteryear, like a Gregory Peck or a Charlton Heston.
You know,
I don't know. I just want to point, I read an article one time that talked about the size of a person's head, and how over time, actors with bigger heads over decades, it decreased. So you saw like a guy like Charlton Heston or Gregory Peck, and then you flash forward three or four decades and you get actors like Johnny Depp. I think there's something to it, actually.
Really? Isn't that interesting? Well, I wonder what the difference would be.
I don't know, but now you get what's called a lot of, like, they're like man boys, like the Ryan Gosling, you know, actors in there who are like 40 years old, but they look much younger.
I mean, you get your Chris Pratt's. I would, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is. There's still a handful left, but not as many as there were.
But you don't have, I would say that George Clooney is probably the last kind of classic looking actor.
Probably. And valid point.
I don't know of anybody currently, and he doesn't really act that much in the past 5-7 years, I think. And so I don't know of anybody currently. I mean, you got your Harrison Fords out there and your Clint Eastwoods, but those are the old crew. So
I mean, if you take the cast of Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you got Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. They're more in the man boy sort of category than classic leading man actor look, I would say.
So, I mean, I'm thinking about the action genre where you got your Jason Stathams, your The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson's, yeah.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, those are certainly...
Well, they're enhanced by steroids, though. So that's not really fair.
I don't think Stratham is. And The Rock used to be, but he's not anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when you think of your classic actors, like Gregory Peck, like Jimmy Stewart, just don't make them anymore.
I don't think they do. And that's that's not a knock. It's just a different look.
Yeah.
That actors have.
With tiny little heads, apparently.
But, if you ever watched, I've done a few revivals of To Kill a Mockingbird on the big screen in movie theater, and that is really, that's a pretty awesome movie with a great star power performance by Gregory Peck. A lot of people also, in a generation of the 70s, 80s, probably know Gregory Peck for Richard Donner's horror classic, The Omen. Back in 1976, he was a star of that film.
Yeah,
I love Gregory Peck, terrific talent.
All right, so we've been 24 hours since the Joker trailer got released. What's the general consensus online about the
buzz is really good online. Anticipation is high. You know, it does feel like I said it in the synopsis before I saw the trailer. Sort of feels like if you're watching Travis Bickle character from Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver back in 76 turn into the Joker. Although De Niro has a part in the movie, it stars Joaquin Phoenix, who lost a lot of body weight for this role. You could say he's pretty gaunted out. But it's a fascinating trailer. It opens in November. It's definitely more adult-oriented in terms of what they're going for here. It feels sort of like an R-rated movie, but I have a feeling the studio's going to ask for a PG-13. As I said, there's no Batman in this movie. Supposedly it's a one and done, just a Joker origin story, and that'll be it. But I have to believe that this movie's highly anticipated. Studio's going to have to find some way to get Joaquin Phoenix back into the DC superhero universe.
If it does
Speaking of superhero movies, I went to see Shazam last night.
Yeah, how was Shazam?
DC Warner Brothers property. This is it has a lot of entertainment value. It's certainly geared to families. What people said about it is true. It feels like the Penny Marshall movie Big with Tom Hanks, as if that character became a superhero. It's about a 15-year-old boy who gets magical powers, becomes a superhero. So he becomes an adult superhero in the mind, a body of a man, mind of a child, and that's what they're going for here. It's based on a comic book property. Zachary Levi, who is the star of an NBC sitcom called Chuck, is the star of this movie. And I got to tell you, he does a great job. It's a good thing. Will be a good thing in his career.
He's a very likable guy, and people are going to have a lot of fun with him. All right, there it is. Thank you, Chuck. There's your movie news for you. And, wait a minute. It's Friday. 10 seconds. What's the big movie of the weekend?
I think it's going to be Shazam, and I think Pet Sematary also will do fairly well. Both movies getting good advance reviews.
There it is, Shazam and Pet Sematary. It's 58 past on DJV.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.